Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Did you guys know you can go to mystore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this because you can use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies, and I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com, and my store, you get to use the same code Kate to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149, when you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that, and you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on mystore.com every single time you order from mystore.com. These are the same folks. It's mypillow.com. But go to mystore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in Kate. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you.
When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The creation of lithium batteries is a slave-driving cult. They're enslaving boys and girls in Africa and China and around the world to destroy the environment as they mine for these heavy metals that create lithium batteries. Nobody knows how to dispose of lithium batteries after they've gone bad. The creation of these wind turbines have destroyed the environment wherever they produce the products to assemble these wind turbines and the solar panels. And if you want to kill whales and dolphins off the east coast of America, then by all means, put in some more wind turbines. The Green New Deal is an absolute scam. Electric vehicles are powered by batteries that are charged by coal plants and diesel generators. This is the biggest scam since Barack Obama married his boyfriend, Mike.
Ted Nugent, if you didn't recognize the voice. Ted Nugent talking lithium batteries and Michael. Anyway, well, I mean, he's not wrong. The lithium batteries, what do they run? I mean, the whole thing is so weirdly scammy. It's like being worried about population and climate change and all that nonsense, and then saying open borders, you can have as many people as you want over here. It doesn't make a difference. Yet, people are ruining the earth in their minds. You know what I mean? So the same kind of crazy.
The worst part of it is if the batteries charge themselves, that still wouldn't work.
Thank you. Oh, man. I love Ted. Ted Nugent. There you go. You got to love old rockers that just put it out there like that. That's awesome. So welcome back. Last hour, we just had Pam Popper. And if you want to reach her, because she's actually working on lawsuits that seem to be helping, and you know, filing, like she said, is half the battle because you can win by filing. So Pam Popper at MSN.com. If you want to get a hold of her, she actually answers her emails, Pam Popper at MSN.com. I mentioned the Jacobson case. If you're new to this show, the Jacobson case that they're staking, the whole vaccine, you have to have it if the government says so, is a lie. Lots of school boards around the country hired attorneys that that do not understand or have ever read that case. And when you actually read the case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905, it was about smallpox, and it wasn't about the actual vaccine. They offered a $5 fine if you didn't want to take the vaccine at the time. And he was fighting the fine, the $5 fine. And so a lot of people lie about that case. And I've seen attorneys for school boards do it that are total Nimrods. They don't understand. They've never even read it. All you have to do is read it to understand what I'm saying. The case was never about that. It was about the $5. And the guy ended up having to pay the $5. He never had to take a vaccine. What he was fighting, and rightfully so, was that the government could impose a fine on him for not doing what they said they wanted him to do per public health. And it goes right back to the whole public health monstrosity. But I say that because that case is lied about all the time. And I went toe-to-toe with a school board member that didn't understand the case either. And when they're all attorneys and they still don't get it, this is why she was saying there's good attorneys and bad attorneys and so forth, and they don't understand the cases that they talk about, okay? And it's really important to understand the cases that everyone's going back to, and everyone goes back to 1905, smallpox. They don't have anything else. They really don't. They have to go back to 1905, and they even get that wrong, okay? Yeah. So there was that. Also, let's see. Chris Ann Hall on Thursday. I'm on Alex Jones tomorrow. And there's a couple of clips we want to play. I want to do something with mortgage because this was an interesting point about mortgage, okay, that I think you really need to hear. And I'll do a deep dive on this. I haven't done a huge deep dive. So I'm going to preface this comment that you're about to hear with that, because I truly haven't done that yet. And I usually do before I play a comment like this. But this is where I could also use some help from the audience in deep diving down into this. And go look at your copies of your mortgages, and then let's compare to the contracts we're signing today. Mm-hmm. And let's really look at how they're couching digital or the kind of currency that you can use to pay your mortgage. So here's a comment, and it's all about contract law, understanding contract law and the switch to digital currency for your mortgage. And I thought it was important enough to play, and then let's go do more homework on it. Here you go. Here's the clip.
Okay, so when the big banks finally go down, or when your bank goes down, you people need to be looking for this. And when they come back up, this is months ago, I told you folks you should be studying contract law, because if your bank switches currency, that is voiding your mortgage contracts. I told you to study contract law. If you don't understand that statement, I can't do it for you. If you want to be free, you must learn how to take responsibility for your freedom. So let's paint a scenario here. Your bank goes down on a Friday. Monday, they come up and you have digits in your account again. I would assume that is a CBDC. That is not fiat currency. When your mortgage becomes due, make sure you have cash on hand. You take cash directly to your bank and you attempt to make your payment with the cash. If they refuse it, they just voided your mortgage. If you do not know how to stand on this, according to contract law, it's not going to do you any good anyways. So make sure you have a copy of your mortgages and you're reading through your contracts and you're looking up the definitions, like I told you folks before, because your mortgage contracts were created in this system of fiat currency. And if the bank switched their currency, that is breach of contract. Because there's no way that a fiat currency is going to transition to a CBDC for the same amount of value. And they have to prove that it's the same currency. If they're telling you it's the same currency, then why wouldn't they accept your cash?
Well, she brings up a very good question. The reason I wanted to play that, and the reason I'm also telling you I haven't fully gone into this yet and looked at all the contracts to see where they stand or when they might, more importantly, when they might have made these changes, as far as if you're signing a contract today for a loan, a car, a house, how different does this look today than it would have looked 30 years ago in how it pertains to payment? So this is what I need from you as an audience. I need you to dive into your records and look and see if there's calculated changes, kind of like what they did with the Conservation Act of 2014, that the people on the right, on our own right, decided that this was a great idea, but no one was actually reading the contract. And the contract stated that as Mr. Smith gave his property to the Conservation Act and kept it in the family name, the Smith Family Farm, that you, and they got to basically tell you what you were going to grow, what you were going to do, but it was something you could actually keep ownership of as shared ownership with the government. In the contract, it also said that it would be, you're giving it to the United States and its, its successor. What does that mean? United States has a successor? Yeah. What? That makes no sense, right? Unless it does. Yeah. And unless that's about to happen. And so they made sure the lands were then transferable because the contract also says in perpetuity, which is not legal forever and ever and ever and ever. Okay. So I suspect that we're not looking at any of these types of situations and solutions. I would suspect that we're not asking any of those questions right now. So maybe we ought to be. And maybe some of the answers are found. I don't think of that as a fail safe. I don't think you should wait until they go into currency and then try to do that. Because I know you'll end up probably in some sort of litigation over your property, right? That's probably going to happen.
Sure.
Because they're going to fight and say, no, we can take it because you didn't make a payment. But it is worthy, like she said, if we are looking at contract law now, if we're prepping for these things, then maybe we have a chance as they try to co-op. Because what happened in that drill last October? The government did a drill and they said that they shut everything down. They let people out of their payments for 5-6 months, maybe even a year. Everybody thought they were getting gifted their houses and cars because they didn't have payments for a year. So that pacified the people as they switched over to the other currency. But then to get back on ownership, you had to then sign on the dotted line to get back into the system to make payments, but then it was converted into digital currency. It was in the government's own drill in October.
And the government, of course, doesn't have the authority to do that.
Right.
If I had a contract and someone owed me money and the government said, you don't have to pay for 6 months, that's not their decision to make. It's mine.
Exactly. There's a contract.
That's
it's not a living contract like they try to say about the Constitution.
No.
It's an actual contract. So if you try, if she's right and you tried to make it the payment with cash and they didn't accept that, is the value different with digital currency? There's a question mark there on fiat currency to digital. And they would be voiding it? Who knows?
If the contract was specifically written that said, we will not take cash as a payment. Then that can hold.
Right.
But if the contract doesn't specifically say what method of payment has to be, then they're turning down a payment. And once you turn down the payment, you are voiding the contract.
And then what were you saying about the dollar? Because we were talking about this before the show.
Well, the dollars, all currency in the United States states that it's legal tender for all debts, public and private. Which doesn't, that doesn't mean that someone has to take that currency, but it is legal currency. So they can't say, well, we don't want it because it's worthless. You can't say that. They can't. Literally, if there's a contract that requires payment and you go in and offer payment and they turn it down for some, like, oh, we don't take credit cards. Why not? Well, because they charge me a fee. I'll pay the fee.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse for turning down the payment.
Right.
And turning down the payment doesn't put you in liability. Like, you didn't make the payment. You go to court. They're trying to repossess or foreclose on your house. You didn't make the payment.
Yeah.
No, I went in and went to make the payment, and they turned the payment down.
Yep.
They said they wanted a different form of payment. I didn't have a different. All I had was cash.
Right.
And so.
You're right. I also suspect that through the COVID, blowvid debacle, what did they do? They prepped us for this by having all these companies go, you don't have to pay this. You don't have to pay this. You need some room on your phone bill. You don't have to pay this. You don't have to pay that. Why didn't they go in and say, no, you have to pay or you're going to lose your stuff? I mean, a lot of people go, well, it was mercy. It was empathy. Or were they prepping us for
entrapment?
It was entrapment. Are they prepping us for the very drill the government just did in saying in October, What if this were to happen, this scenario? And but people are pacified by getting a whole year's free on their mortgage. It's not free, but that's how they couched it.
I'm willing to bet that because if the government, if the federal government said you don't have to make your mortgage payments for the next 6 months because of the pandemic, and you don't make them, I'm willing to bet that if it went to court, the bank would win if they foreclosed on your house, saying, I didn't give them permission not to pay.
Right.
I don't care what Joe Biden said.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
These are all things to think about. I played the clip because we don't think in those terms. What she just said, how many times have you thought of that? We need to be thinking, and I mean collective, like all of us, not collectively in a bad way, collective, like, you know, all of us need to be thinking about all the other inroads that are not being talked about, because it's the stuff that's not being talked about that is the stuff we need to know. That's exactly why we have this show, too. It's why this show's so vital. Be right back, Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. 16
Welcome
tons.
Back. That is a Ski Whiff. Ski Whiff remix featuring Tommy Dollar, 16 tons. I love it. I love it. Old song, but I know all the words because when I was learning guitar, that was one song I had to learn and one of the songs, and it stuck with me. So I want to play this clip, and you have some things to say. This is from Catherine Austin Fitz, and this is only like 35 seconds. Here we go.
Is if you have money in your bank account and the new rule is you're not allowed to transact further than 5 kilometers from your home, your card won't work more than 5 kilometers from your home. If they don't want you buying pizza, you can't buy pizza with money in your bank account or with your card. It is complete control, and it solves the taxation without representation problem, because if they want more taxes, they just come take it out of your account. So when the World Economic Forum said it's 2030, you have no assets and you're happy, what I hear is it's 2030, we took all of your assets and you're mind controlled.
Ooh. That was Catherine Austin Fitz. Yeah. So this mortgage thing is a bigger deal because it's what happens to our assets. How does Klaus Schwab, and King Charles and all of these individuals that run the WEF are so certain about us not having anything? Why is that? Because we all have things.
You know, in 2008, during the real estate problem, if you were current on your mortgage, they were giving people deferments, okay, so that they could stay in their home and not make payments and then maybe hopefully catch up at some point. But if you were current on your mortgage, the attitude was, well, you're current. Why do you need a deferment? You're current.
Yeah.
So loan agents were advising people to let their mortgage go delinquent so they could then apply for a deferment.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that did that.
The problem is that wasn't the bank telling them that. That was just some loan agent.
Mm.
And the bank was under no obligation to approve your deferment. So if you did that, let your mortgage go delinquent, apply for a deferment, and the bank determined that you had no need for a deferment, you could make your payments. Now you're delinquent, and they could foreclose and go into foreclosure on your home.
Yeah.
So that happened to a lot of people.
Yep. I know a couple of people that did happen to.
And the attitude at the time was, well, you know, people owe more on their homes than it's worth, so the banks don't want to foreclose. That's not true, because the banks knew that the real estate would climb back up again.
I know, yeah. That's for sure. I would hope at this point that you would realize, or and people out there would realize, that there's enough tricks up the sleeve to be pretty darn certain that you would own nothing, but you'll be so happy. Of course you wouldn't be, but in their world you would be. They would be the only ones that were happy with that. And they say it often enough that it's pretty creepy, right? And you've got to know that in order, the way to gut the country is to gut the people who have all the assets that they do. Because what's the difference between us and a third world country? They don't own anything in the third world country. They're not allowed to. They can't. Why do you think people clamor to come here? Because you can go up the ranks of classes, right? You can go from poor to rich. You can make your own opportunity. You can own a property, leverage it, and become wealthy in this country. You gut all of that? We're not that country anymore. No. So, and we're not the coveted country people come to, obviously, but you have to know that there's some things going on and that there are ways to beat it. There always are the loopholes, the things that aren't talked about, the things they're afraid of people doing. You know that exists. And that's why I bring that up. I'll look into it more, but I wanted to get your wheels turning too so I could get you some help on this, right? Get all of us some help on this. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey guys, go to the website, look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of katedalyradio.com. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.